Hi, this is Daniela with Bodies at Work, and I'll be guiding you through a quick check-in with your body, today from head to toe. The goal is to become aware of all areas of your body and to feel how your body is moving naturally all the time. To start, find a good position for yourself in which you feel comfortable. You can do the check-in standing, sitting, or lying down. The best range of motion you'll get doing it standing, but whatever feels better for you is the position you should choose. When you are in a position where you feel well, take a few deep breaths and we are ready to start. Bring your attention to your head. If you want, you can close your eyes. And start moving your eyes in circles so they get out of the fixed habit of looking. You can move them from left to right, from right to left, or from the back to the front. Maybe you feel that your head wants to move along with the eyes a bit. And then you can continue the movement and start to gently move your neck in whichever way feels comfortable. There's no need to strain the neck. It's an area that holds quite a lot of tension. So be really gentle and find a way how your neck wants to move. And you can continue the movement of the neck and start including your shoulders. Maybe they also want to move in circles. But you can experiment in all kinds of ways how your shoulders can move to the right and to the left, up and down. And for some, it's quite easy to keep moving all body parts. For other people, it's easier to just move this one area. So both ways are really fine. But you will get a different effect and kind of flow in the body if you keep moving with the shoulders, also the neck. And more difficult, even continue moving the eyes. And then you include the diaphragm. And you see how it wants to move with the diaphragm. It's also nice to make like it's an H shape or circles. And the entire chest and upper back will move along with the shoulders, the diaphragm, and the movement of the neck. The diaphragm is really the middle of the body where the active and the passive halves are connected. It's a really important area when you want to get grounded. And you can expand your attention to the belly and the pelvis. And move them freely as feels comfortable right now. If you notice there's little areas that feel blocked or are a bit painful, you don't strain. It's just to do a check-in of how you feel right now. And all the movements you make should be really comfortable and feel well. The goal is to connect from head to toe and wake up all areas of the body that have been neglected. And from the pelvis down, feel your thighs. And let the motion in your body come from your knees. And you will see how the rest of your body, especially up, wants to move if the knees are the spark that is the spark that gets the motion going. You maybe want also to shift your weight from one leg to the other and see what that does when you keep moving from the knees and how it feels when you're more centered. And all the time while you're moving, don't forget to breathe freely into the sides of the ribs so your body gets enough fresh energy to relax any tensions. And then bring your attention to the soles of your feet. And you can move your ankles and toes. And also feel a connection to the ground that holds you. And then you can come to standing still, stop the movement. Breathe freely. Breathing freely means not pushing the breath, but really inhaling as much as you can and letting the air out by itself on the out breath. And feel if there's still movement in the body that's happening by itself without you doing anything extra, without adding effort or movement. And once again, feel from the top of your head, past the eyes, down the neck, to the shoulders and your hands, down the diaphragm to the belly, the pelvis, your low back, feeling your hips, your knees, your calves, and your feet on the ground. And in case you've had your eyes closed, stay in this state of awareness of the body. Slowly open your eyes. And see how you connect to the outside world in this state of being without changing anything. And that's it. Thanks for joining me.